President Bush and Congress spent weeks trying to agree on a plan to provide economic aid to help the unemployed. They failed to reach a deal before the holiday break. Commentator Peter Edelman can't figure out why they'd leave with so much work to be done.
What's wrong with this picture? 1 million Americans lost their jobs this fall, 2 million over the past year, and Congress went home for the holidays having done nothing about it. Zero, zip, nada. Talk about the proverbial lump of coal in the stocking. This may be the first recession in modern history where we do nothing additional for people who lost their jobs. Frankly, I don't get it. There is some powerful hurting out there, and so far, Washington is useless. Maybe people assume everybody will collect unemployment insurance. Actually, only about 1/3 of the newly unemployed will find that they qualify. If they were employed too recently, or weren't earning enough, or were working only part-time, they're just out of luck. And if they do qualify, their benefits will average only about 1/3 of what they were making before. The situation has been quietly deteriorating for years. To make matters worse, many who can't get unemployment compensation won't find any help at the welfare office either. Bureaucratic runarounds, the impact of time limits, and even marriage, yes, marriage, are all barriers to getting welfare. Health coverage is a big problem, too. The law says if you lose your job, you can keep your health insurance. But how are you supposed to pay for it if you have no job? Solving this problem was a key place where negotiations in Washington broke down before Christmas. As if all that isn't enough, Congress also went home without passing a farm bill that would have reversed some of the deepest cuts in the food stamp program from 1996, a step made even more urgent by the recession. Congressional Democrats offer a balanced approach, helping business some, but insisting on real aid for the unemployed. That's the right way to do it. President Bush, no doubt, remembers the price his father paid for doing nothing during the recession of 1991. But his idea of help is to fatten wallets that are already fat. The challenge now is for President Bush and the Republicans to step up to the real problems. That's the way to get a good bill passed and signed into law.
The comments of Peter Edelman, a Georgetown University law professor and author of Searching for America's Heart, RFK, and the Renewal of Hope.